Welcome back to In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you as I am every Wednesday. Programming note, no In Focus tomorrow. Everybody's going to, you know, we eat too here on the radio. We're people too. We'll be eating. We'll be with family and all that stuff. We'll have some programming for you if you still want to get your K-Man fix. Still here with Riley County EMS Director David Adams, Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins, and Assistant Director of Riley County EMS, Josh Gehring. I think I've been going back and forth on you. I think I've been saying Riley County Emergency Management, but Riley County EMS Assistant Director, Josh Gehring. Again, any questions, comments, give us a call, 785-537-1350. Check us out on Twitter at 1350KMAN. If you have a question for myself, I'm there as well at Brady2Day, 2 being the number. If you miss any earlier parts of today's In Focus, a little later in the day, you can go on our website, newsradiokman.com. Click on the On Demand tab. Click In Focus. You can catch today's In Focus, yesterday, last week, last year. As long as we've been archiving them, the game is also on demand on News Radio KMAN. We've been talking about ambulance transitions. November 1st, it was made official that Riley County took over the billing and administrative duties for the ambulance services here in the county. And we've been going over a lot of the background of that. And there was some added cost to the county for that transition. But overall, and Josh, we were talking about this kind of over the break, overall, it's probably going to be, at the very least, probably a revenue neutral sort of thing.
Yeah, I certainly hope so, and I imagine that will be the case because of a lot of things that we've just talked about. You know, one of them being Omni's vested interest in our revenue capture. I think other opportunities for savings and for fiscal responsibility are there as far as like purchasing accounts payable, being able to pick a product that is right and cost effective for our ambulance service is a huge advantage and one that we weren't necessarily afforded with the hospital. So I think there's lots of opportunities to to be more financially savvy and to track, monitor, and make actionable decisions off of costs now that we're locally controlled.
And one big thing about this that I think was kind of lost in there's so much to this. There's a lot of components to this, and I think one thing that was maybe lost early in this discussion when things were really around October, and I think maybe in the summer you guys were kind of talking about this a little bit, was that for the longest time the county's been offsetting some cost for the hospital and when it comes to their billing. I guess if whoever wants to go over that and talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think what we're getting to is the conversation that we had, kind of off air there for a minute, and what what the observation I made was simply that, Omni does have a vested interest in our revenue capture and in our operations, and I think that that's a strength for us. In comparison, the hospital's classified as a non-for-profit organization, so because of that classification. They have to demonstrate a certain amount of community benefit to maintain that tax advantage. It always seemed appeared to me to kind of be a double bonus kind of a situation where they could take that charitable write off, claim that as a community benefit, get those tax incentives, but then pass that net loss back to the taxpayers.
Because that was part of the agreement, the county would cover that net loss, correct?
Yeah, and certainly there's nothing, wrong or unethical maybe with that, but I think what we're trying to demonstrate is that now that we have local control over those kinds of things, and we have a company like Omni with a vested interest in the amount of dollars that are coming back to us. Again, it's just an opportunity to control our operations and have more actionable data.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County EMS and Ambulance Director David Adams, and also Assistant of Riley County EMS, Josh Gehring. That's who you just heard speaking. We also have Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins. Again, if anybody has any questions, comments, wants to get involved in the conversation, 785-537-1350. Is the number to call. And I guess, gentlemen, maybe another avenue to look into all this is the Pottawatomie County component and that relationship that's a little bit different now I remember, I guess it was a couple months ago, anymore in this business, that, like, you never know. I mean, you could tell me this was last week and I'd maybe believe you, but a joint county commission meeting with the city as well, with City of Manhattan, Pottawatomie County, and Riley County. That was a big discussion a couple months ago, talking about what everybody does as far as ambulance services. I believe this was in October, maybe early October. And Pottawatomie County was hoping that they could still kind of consolidate those services in a similar way that I guess was done in the past. Riley County opting just to keep things in-house in the county instead. But a big reason for that is just the coverage area as far as Riley County and Pottawatomie County, with part of Manhattan being in Pottawatomie County, it does kind of blur there as far as responsibilities. And Riley County has really been the ones on call on that part of Pottawatomie County.
You're correct, and it's been that way for many years. And, you know, I started here in 1991, and Riley County EMS covered Pottawatomie County up to and including St. George. And that was just because we were a full-time staff department where Pottawatomie County was volunteer. So as they become a full-time professional staff department, our area of responsibility has decreased to where it is now. And as Riley County, one of the things we've been doing internally with Chief Collins and with the county commissioners is really looking at our operations in our county and how can we best serve our citizens. And that's come up as far as us responding to calls inside Pottawatomie County. We get none of the tax money from Pottawatomie County to help offset the cost of our calls. So every ambulance call that we run, we lose money on. It's just the nature of the business. And so if we're running calls in Pottawatomie County, we're using our fuel, our staff, our equipment, but we're getting nothing back for that other than what we can bill those patients for. So where Pottawatomie County, they get the tax money from those. You know, as you pay your taxes, part of that taxes is for ambulance coverage. So that's what spurred part of this, is to have that discussion. And what back in October, I believe towards the end of October, at the meeting, what Riley County has asked Pottawatomie County is to help cover their county, to cover their area that they're responsible for, so we'll cover the area that we're responsible for. So that is what we're working on now. The question has been raised by several people as far as the timeline. You know, when are we expecting this to occur? I don't think this is going to occur for the next year and a half, 2 years. I think within the next 2 years, Pottawatomie County will be ready to take over that Blue Township area. What does that mean for the taxpayers? Not much is going to change other than instead of a Riley County ambulance coming to their home or to the accident, it'll be a Pottawatomie County ambulance. There will not be a drop-off. I mean, we're not going to shut down and say, we're not coming. You guys have to figure it out. When they're ready to stand up, we'll be ready to stand down. It'll work together very well. Another question that's come up with all of this is, if it's a Pottawatomie County ambulance, do I have to go to Wamego Health Center or can I still go to Manhattan? You still absolutely go to Manhattan. You know, that is not going to change. Really, the biggest thing that's going to change is going to be the ambulance service that's providing the care.
And really, I think what it comes down to it anyway, no matter what happens, when it's emergency, I mean, this is what this is the job of the department for both Riley County and Pottawatomie County. Number one priority is to help take care of the emergency. You really kind of figure out the rest after the fact. Make sure people are okay first and foremost.
Yep, absolutely.
One of the things that I see on a regular basis, and it doesn't matter if it's fire, police, EMS, is there's a large amount of people out there that when they call 911, they expect a service to show up. And they don't care if it's volunteer, they don't care if it's paid, don't care which county it's from. And a lot of them don't realize that the amount of tax dollars that they put into this is what limits the amount of services that we have available at any given time. And as the communities grow, that tax base needs to grow to improve those systems. So, you know, if Dave's got 5, 6, 7 ambulances, probably 6, right? So if we have 6 ambulances and we have 6 calls going, the 7th person has to wait. So there's a lot of that, and of course the fire services same way. You know, Manhattan has 5 stations. We have 15 stations spread out over 608 square miles. So there's a possibility at any given time that that the amount of services that we have out there are busy, and we have to call one of these other jurisdictions in to help us.
All right. We do have a phone call. Caller, you are on in focus. Go right ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Pat. Pat is one of the best fire chiefs and emergency management providers in the North American hemisphere. I have a couple questions and a couple statements. I'd like to leave me on the air because I may want to have a rebuttal. Number one, why don't we just have AMR come in here and take care of both counties? And then the people that have the jobs now won't lose them. And AMR will probably buy your ambulances and hire your people. And then Riley and Pottawatomie County are out of the equation. And then you don't have to be hassling back and forth and having feasibility studies and meetings. Now, the next thing would be, is that why don't we just combine the two counties because they're so close together? And then everything would be fair and equitable. And the police service and the sheriff could work together, the fire and everything would work together and get out of the ambulance business. We're a big metro city, metro area now with 150,000 population and growing. Wichita, Kansas City, Topeka, Hot City, they don't have their own ambulance service. I don't know how we ever got into it. It should be a private concern. Years ago, the funeral homes were the ambulance service. Why they drove slow. And then Johnny Weston had the ambulance service. And then Nick Hale had it. Well, I don't know how the county got into it, but they did. And I'll listen to your answers, and please keep me on. I may want to make another statement.
Okay, well, thank you. I'll try to answer your questions. Well, first of all, really the big metro city in Kansas that has a private ambulance company is Topeka. They use AMR. Wichita uses Sedgwick County EMS. And the reason why you don't want to bring in a private ambulance service, I think when Pottawatomie County was on here several weeks ago, I think they said it very, very well. First off, you still have to subsidize them. They're not going to make money, and they're going to need your money. So you're still subsidizing an ambulance service. Second, when you bring in a private company, then yes, they're going to buy your ambulances, but then they're going to use your ambulances how they see fit. When you're talking about a system like AMR, they may take your ambulances and go to Topeka with them. You know, they may take them and go to Denver with them. So they own your assets, and you do not have local control, and that's very important. You know, the third things with that is you will lose quality. You will always lose quality when you use a for-profit ambulance service because they're here to make money, bottom line. And how are they going to make that money? They're going to cut services. They're going to cut your response times. It's been proven. You can see that with AMR in Topeka. They're going to cut the quality of your staff. They run their staff ragged. AMR in Topeka runs 8 ambulances most days in the entire city of Topeka. They run them hard. They run them until those people just can't do it anymore. Then they replace them with somebody else. So you lose that local component, that local buy-in of those employees who are here to take care of people. The quality of the department is different because since they don't have the staff, they load you in the ambulance, they take you to the hospital. If you get any care, you get some care. If you don't, you don't. So it's a quality issue, and that is something that we just have decided. We want to have that local control and be able to provide the best care and the best service that we can.
Okay, let me interrupt you just a moment. I understand everything you said.
And real quick, Paul, we just got maybe about a minute.
Okay. If you're not making money, get out of the business. Most businesses that don't make money go out of business. Okay, my question would be, how come the insurance companies pay the bill? You guys charge $1 billion to haul somebody across town. If the insurance company's paying the bill and the ambulance company's not making money, go out of business. So you subsidize the public for that. Why should I pay for ambulance service through my taxes? Well, I may never use it.
Well,
Wait.
Sure.
If I never use it, why do I subsidize it? If I use it, I'll pay you.
Sure. Well, the reason why we have an ambulance service is there's a Kansas State statute that says every county will have an ambulance service. So you have to have one by state statute.
Hey, how come Waubonsie doesn't have one?
They do. It's part of AMR.
You're telling me all 105 counties have an ambulance service? You guarantee me that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'd like to have you compile a list of that, and I'll pick it up next week. Hey, you all have a good Thanksgiving, and excuse me for interrupting the program, but there's some questions that need to be asked. And when we sit around these feasibility studies, we need to start to do some common sense. Have a great day.
You too, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving, Paul. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys for coming on. Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins, Riley County EMS Naming List Director David Adams, and Assistant Director Josh Gehrig. Thanks so much, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you too.
Mitch, it's all yours.